Wait for it. Back at it on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's a Football Friday edition of the show, but that doesn't mean that we can't deviate from the norm. And by we, I mean John Lopez, Landry Locker, and myself, Adam Clanton. And with that in mind, we bring in Jeff Blum on the Buyers Barricades Hotline. Absolutely, he deserves a standing ovation. I like talking to Jeff Blum anytime. I really like talking to him on the radio, though, because he always brings it. And when he found out that we were, I tweeted out a picture of Alex Bregman with the hashtag prayers for Bregman, just to be a sensationalist like that, just to stir the pot. But he was hearing us talk about it, and he was like, "Hey, I had that surgery done." I'm like, "Well, call in." So, Jeff, you're here. Thanks for taking out the time and during your busy off season. And what's going on, man?
Not too much. Good to hear your voice back on the radio, man. I'm sure that it's good to be talking yourself on air, but it's always nice when you give me a call and say, "Hey, call me because I'm on the radio." That's good news.
No, I like to be here too. And well, you know, J-Lo said this. He's like, "It's there's nothing minor about any surgery, but for those people who are worried about this, A, just kind of tell us why maybe they shouldn't be, and B, why did he wait this long? Is this something that just kind of cropped up? What's the deal here?"
Yeah, first things first, yeah, I'm with you. Surgery, anytime they put you under and cut you open, there is always a sense of concern. But having had this surgery done twice and survived one time was actually in a socialist country in Canada where I actually took a little bit longer to get it, but I came out unscathed. And then the
shot of socialism all of a sudden.
I love it.
Out of nowhere, a little drive-by on socialism.
They still owe me money in back taxes, man. So I can take a little dig.
So Jeff Blum, not for universal health care. Let's just get that out of the way.
Well, me waiting for surgery took longer than actually recovering from the surgery. But anyways, moving forward, in 2008 or 9, I had loose bodies in my right elbow again, and actually Dr. Melhoff did the surgery on me, who is the same doctor that's going to be working on Alex Bregman. And, you know, the reports that I've read and the emails I've gotten said that that's very similar to what Alex Bregman is doing. So on the surface and what I've heard, it's very similar to what I've had done the last two times. And, you know, it was literally go in, have the loose bodies removed. It's just a couple of puncture wounds in your elbow, maybe two stitches and you're out and you get back. The biggest thing that Alex is going to have to deal with is the range of motion, because there's going to be a lot of swelling in there and the joint's going to lock up a little bit. But the way these guys are, as far as rehab specialists and the doctors and the trainers that the Astros have, he's going to recover in a good 4 weeks and be game ready. So for me personally, just from the reports I've seen, I've got no worries at Alex Bregman. You already saw his tweet. He said he's going to kick rehab's ass, and you got to believe the guy after everything he's done in his career so far.
If you were listening, and it seems like you were, you heard me talk about, you know, this is just commonplace waiting this long for your surgery. Enjoy your off season, get your work in on your cardio or whatever, and then have your surgery and maybe miss a week or two, you know, of the early spring training. Do you think that's kind of the case here, or was it just a matter of waiting to make the decision?
You know what? It might have been at the end of the season. Hey, my elbow's barking after a long season and obviously after a short offseason, last offseason. And they said maybe give it a rest and then start working out. And usually after the first of the year is when ball players start to pick up a baseball, start to throw, play catch, swing the bat a little bit. And you know what? It could have been resting in a good spot all year long and then all of a sudden getting right back into the baseball movements. It moved that bone chip into a place where it locked him up a little bit. And they said, hey, this is a quick, easy surgery. We'll get you in now so you don't have to fight through it the entire season. Clean him out, get him ready, and get him into spring training. Because like you just said, you'd rather have him miss spring training than any time during the regular season. So I think it was a smart move both by Alex and the Astros.
I know you were really high on Carlos Correa last year heading into the season. Obviously, injuries and everything. I was right there with you. Do you think that this is the year where we finally see Carlos Correa carry the load and maybe pick up some of the slack for Bregman like Bregman did for the rest of the team last year?
Is he still there?
Okay, there you are. Go ahead.
Sorry, Blum. Do you think this is the year that we finally see Carlos Correa break out and carry the squad like we saw Bregman do last year when Correa was out?
I really hope so. Sorry that thing cut out. But, yeah, I'm curious about Carlos Correa, too, because I've been riding that MVP train with him leading the way the last 2 years. Last year was a little disappointing, and I think that, you know, watching – watching what Jose Altuve did the year before in the World Series year, win the MVP, I thought was going to motivate Carlos Correa in 2018. Things didn't really get off to the start that Carlos Correa wanted, and then the injury started to happen, and Alex Bregman stepped up. And Alex Bregman kind of had that MVP-type season for me, you know, in that top five, and that may have put Carlos Correa on alert. And I'm hoping that this offseason really is an opportunity for Carlos Correa to grow up mentally, and really the talent is already there for me. I just really hope that Carlos Correa is encouraged and maybe a little bit pissed off at the baseball this season, and we see a little more of that aggression that we saw of 15, 16, 17, where he started to light it up and really put this team on his back at times because he has that kind of ability. The only thing holding Carlos Correa back for me is that mentality of just go out there and annihilate baseballs, but I am expecting him to bounce back. This is a big, big year for Carlos Correa.
Jeff Blum speaking with us here on Sports Radio 610, Astros broadcaster, obviously a former major leaguer himself, and you know, you never question, and I'm not saying we're questioning his confidence level, but I think sometimes it's only natural because it can get in your head more than anything else. Obviously, the physical's there. You never question Alex Bregman's confidence level. Do you ever, maybe not question Carlos Correa's confidence, but you think at some point last year it kind of started weighing on him a little bit, and that contributed to the off year?
A little bit, and I think a little bit of it is with Carlos Correa. He's a little more polished, and I don't mean that Alex Bregman is unpolished. I think Alex Bregman is a little more pure and wears his emotions on his sleeve. He doesn't really give a damn what people are thinking outside of that Astros clubhouse, so he's a little more free to be who he wants to be and show some of that anger, show some of that fire, whereas we've seen Carlos Correa a little more reserved, and maybe it's a personality thing too, you know, not to take anything away from Carlos. But we saw some of that fire when he could take over a series like he did when he was 2015 against the Kansas City Royals in that ALCS, I think, and he hit a couple of home runs. We saw some of that fire. So I know for me, just on the outside watching, it's in there. But it's time for him to kind of take some of that polish off, be a little more raw, show some of that emotion, and show some of that anger, because we saw him struggle a little bit. And when you see a guy like Alex Bregman struggle, he gets mad and overwhelms the at-bats at time. 2018, we really didn't see Carlos Correa overwhelm the at-bat. I think the game overwhelmed him a little bit, but I think it's time for him to flip that script in 2019.
All right, well, back to Bregman real quick, because I meant to ask you this and I forgot. What about velocity, you know, when he comes back? Obviously, he's playing at a position where you know, you need every inch of that throw.
Yeah, and, you know, I've played a lot of shortstop, a lot of third base like Alex did, probably not to the extent that he does. He is very good at short and a very good third baseman. But it's part mentality and it's part flexibility, because that's what the biggest thing with this surgery is getting that range of motion back and getting the full extension of that on that throw. Because if you start to cut that throw off and not really release with that throwing arm going towards the base you're throwing at, that's where you start to lose some of that length and some of that velocity. So that's why they try and get that length of, you know, that range of motion to the full extent so he can extend, reach back, and unload, you know, a laser across the field. But that just takes a matter of time. And then the mentality is, you know, I hurt my arm playing catch. How do I get over that hurdle of knowing that I'm 100% healthy and I can go ahead and let that thing eat a little bit and start to throw it? And that's another good thing about him rehabbing in spring training, is that he can push it and test it in spring training, trust it, and go into the season 100%.
Talking to Jeff Blum right now on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, talking about Alex Bregman's surgery. Jeff, we know all the big storylines for the Astros, but on this show, In the Loop, we have a walking bit nobody's talking about.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
What's a storyline for the Astros that nobody is talking about that you think that people should be talking about?
Everybody's talking about the catching position. That's something they should be a little bit concerned about. I think nobody's really talking about that left-handed reliever in the bullpen for the Houston Astros. That's one thing I know everybody wants to talk about, bolstering the rotation with Keuchel leaving and Lance McCullers going on the DL. The catching position with Chirinos and Stassi can be held down, but there's obviously a lot of talk still about JT Realmuto, an addition in that sense. But there hasn't been much talk about that bullpen. Joe Smith went down with that Achilles injury, but there's really not that left-handed specialist out there in that bullpen. I think that might be the one thing that we haven't talked about that maybe gets cured maybe internally with Framber Valdez, or maybe a free agent or a trade.
Man, how great was Framber Valdez last year? And Josh James, obviously. Those are two young guys that I'm really excited to see if they take the next step this season.
No, I completely agree. And I, you know, Framber, for me, the one thing I'm going to be watching with him in spring training is control. He had a little bit of an issue falling behind in counts. But again, like you said, his stuff is electric enough that he battled back from some of those tough counts and got some outs. But consistency in the zone with his stuff would really benefit the team.
One more from me here before we let you go. Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame, a couple of weeks is going to be announced. Mariano's going to be a lock. I think Roy Halladay is in. Edgar Martinez, Mike Mussina probably. How do you feel about Clemens, Schilling, and Bond?
I would vote them all in. I know that I'll probably get a lot of flack for the steroid era stuff that was going on, but for me at the time, you know, we were all playing. I played through that era. I watched these guys. They are three of the best players, pitchers or position players I'd ever seen. And the fact that they overwhelmed the game at what they did, and granted it might have been enhanced a little bit with rumors and things like that, or misremembering a lot of stuff. But but that being said, what they did on the field, and that's what we're, you know, nobody's been convicted of anything or thrown under the bus with anything, but I think they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know, it's not always a popular opinion because, especially in baseball, the purists want it to be the pure sport. But I just don't think it's realistic to expect that of anybody, let alone athletes these days. Humans are flawed, and I know that there's rules to the game, and I know, but it, you know, if, and I'm not saying, you know, if everybody's doing it, that kind of thing. But everybody was doing it. They really were, seemingly. A lot of guys back during that era, it seemed like we're doing something to make them better. Yeah, exactly, like Bob McNair said.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. We don't have the proof, but how about, there's got to be a medium where you understand the greatness in the game and playing at that level and right. doing it to the extent they did. I read something, I wish I could remember who wrote it, but there was somebody said something to the effect of, yes, they were good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. Obviously, the numbers dictate that. But maybe they're not the kind of person that you want in there. Don't let them go to the ceremony. Just put a plaque in there, kind of, you know, quietly. Say, these guys were good enough, but this is what, you know, what kept them from going to the ceremony. And honor them that way, and just don't give them the public stage to go out there and, you know, give a speech and stand in front of everybody.
You know, Jeff, it's so cool to hear you say that. I have a Baseball Hall of Fame vote. I've had one for 11 years now, and I'm just going to be completely honest. I did not have Clemens and Bonds on my early ballots when they were eligible. I have been voting for them the last 2 years, and my thinking is this, and I wanted to just get your thoughts since we brought up this topic. Number one, my thing is not necessarily that, don't invite them. I say just go ahead and make note of it on their, in the, either on, not on their plaque per se, but maybe on the whatever their, you know, is in the Hall of Fame in 1990, whatever, you know, Roger Clemens was implicated in blah, blah,
put
blah.
The proverbial asterisk on it.
Put an asterisk on it because it is part of his story. In other words, put him in the Hall of Fame. But just put everything in the Hall of Fame. Put in the Hall of Fame that so anybody who's going over there and is reading about Bonds or Clemens can see the whole story and that they were implicated or whatever you want to call it. And then my other thing is this, is I was kind of not voting for him. It was one of the reasons because I held the baseball record book in such high regard. The baseball record book is more important than any other record book in any sport. Well, now I've pretty much acknowledged the baseball record book doesn't matter as much as it once did. So who cares?
J-Lo like, grew up.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying no, like, I'm, I think it's just evolved into, you know what?
Yeah.
Just, it's a museum. So put them in there.
Yeah. And it's a part of history. It's an ugly part of history. It has been corrected. There's a lot of things like that in all of the Hall of Fames that are out there. I mean, it's like you said, it's just a part of the history. And the thing about the baseball record books, you know, they have been coveted in the past, but the game is evolving and changing so much that in five to 10 years, we're going to be talking about guys who get 200 wins, maybe being a threshold to get into the Hall of Fame instead of 300. So, you know, it's going to be changing over the course of the next 5-10 years because the game is changing. But I appreciate the fact that you accepted the fact that they were good on the field, as ugly as the situation was. they played exceptional baseball.
Jeff Blum here on Sports Radio 610 Astros broadcaster. You can see him and Todd Callis on the broadcast coming up very soon here, by the way. It's spring training, you know, pitchers and catchers report right around the corner. Before we let you go, Jeff, I know you got a relatively new podcast. If you want to, you know, pimp that out on the air, we would love for you to do that real quick.
No, I appreciate the heck out of you. Yeah, it's Bleacher Blum. It's on iTunes, Spotify, most of the major platforms. And it's just me and a buddy from California just kind of spitballing about sports and having a good time. And sometimes it spirals out of control. You never know. You got to tune in and check it out.
You check it out.
You were waiting for that, weren't you?
Oh, it was loaded. It was locked and loaded from the beginning of the segment. Hey, Jeff, good to hear your voice, and let's get together soon, and let's get you back on the air again soon because we love talking baseball with you. Appreciate the time, and we'll do that soon.
Yeah, likewise. Good hearing your voice, man. Take care.
All right, Jeff Blum here on Sports Radio 610. Good stuff from him, as always, about Alex Bregman. And then, of course, you talk. That's the kind of guy that, you know, whatever sport it is, you want to talk to a guy who just loves to talk about whatever sport he is associated with. And, man, Jeff Blum just loves to talk baseball, and he's good at it, too. And I think the broadcast, you know, whenever Deshays and the guy, that band was broken up, I'm like, man, that's going to be a tough act to follow. But I think Callis and Blum have done a really good job following in their footsteps. And obviously, a World Series didn't hurt.
Blum just seamless.
I love him.
Seamless.
I have an open man crush on, on Blummer, and have no problem telling you guys that. Hey, coming up, it's going to be the hits. It's a brief version, but they're going to be the hits coming up here. We'll tell you what's going on in the world of sports. James Ahedebo is going to be in studio as well, so keep it right here. You're in the loop right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.